Hare Krishna. Discernment deepens detachment. Many times we know that something is undesirable, it is harmful for us, and we should not do it. And yet we feel impelled to do it. In the Bhagavad Gita in 3.36, Arjuna asks, what is it that impels one to act wrongly? So, katathakena prayukto yam papam charati purusha anichchanapi varshneya baladivani yojitaha. Athakena, by what prayukto yam, as one engaged, yam papam charati purusha, one starts moving towards sin. Anichchanapi varshneya, even if one doesn't want to do it. Baladivani yojitaha, as if by force. So Krishna answers in 3.37, Kamesha Krodesha, that it is lust only, Arjuna, which degenerates into anger, fury, wrath. So now lust is what impels us to do wrong. So now if we want to stop doing wrong, at one level we need to stop engaging lusty activity at the sensory level. And Krishna talks about that in 3.41, when he says, Tasmatam Indriyanyadav. Begin by controlling the senses. However, after that, he gives a philosophical analysis of how there is a hierarchy. And after he gives a hierarchy wherein he says that Indriyani Paranyahur Indriyebhya Parammanaha Manasastu Parabuddheyo Buddhe Paratastu Saha. So, Indriyani Paranyahur. So, actually, he says there are sense objects which attract us, and above the sense objects are the senses. And above the senses, Indriyebhya Parammanaha, there is the mind. Manasastu Parabuddhe, above the mind is the intelligence, and above the intelligence is the soul proper. Evam Buddhe Paratastu Saha. So, in this way, I have to give you a hierarchy by which we can discern, by which we can understand clearly what is what. So, detachment means not wanting to indulge in sense gratification, because we understand that it is futile. So, we can't artificially develop detachment simply by saying, no, don't do this. Yes, we have to have some amount of discipline, but so what we need to move from that level of discipline where we are saying no, to actual detachment is discernment. Discernment means philosophical discrimination, philosophical understanding of the subtle truths of life. So when we understand that actually I am not the body, I am the soul, and bodily pleasure cannot make me happy. As a soul, I need to seek spiritual pleasure. So when philosophically we are convinced about this, then what happens by that? Our detachment develops and deepens. Because so rather than just saying no, even when we want to do something, we actually say no because we understand that it is undesirable. So initially we may think, I know this is undesirable, but deep within us we are thinking, no, maybe this is enjoyable. Why do I have to give it up? But when we develop philosophical discernment, then we actually understand and accept that, no, this is undesirable. This will bring misery. It will not bring me happiness. By giving it up, I am not depriving myself. I am actually protecting myself from misery. That's why Krishna says in the next verse, that if you want to conquer our lust, we need to develop our intelligence. So now, discernment is a faculty of the intelligence. So, evam buddhe param buddhva samsthabhyatmanam atmana jayashatrum mahabaho kamarupam durasadam. Evam buddhe, in this way, Krishna says, param buddhva, understanding yourself to be transcendental, samsthabhyatmanam atmana. So, atmanam atmana, the mind situated on the soul, on the spiritual platform. How? Buddhe, with intelligence. This refers to with discernment. And jahi shatrum mahabaho jahi. Conquer over the shatru. Arjuna, you are a powerful warrior. Vishatrum Mahabaho Kamarupam Durasadam, which is in the form of enemy, which is very difficult to conquer, but you will be able to conquer it. So, when we want detachment, it's not just a matter of saying no, 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 no. It is a matter of understanding philosophically why we should say no. So, rather, whenever we find ourselves succumbing to lacking in detachment, we can focus on strength, on sharpening our discernment by studying Shastra and by associating with those who deeply understand Shastric truths. We can sharpen our discernment, and by that, our detachment will automatically strengthen. Thank you. Hare Krishna.